You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The First Secretary of the Holy See Mission to the UN in Geneva delivered an intervention on Tuesday in which he renewed the Holy See's call for the international community to responsibly and adequately address the ongoing migrant crisis. The address, delivered in English by Monsignor Richard Gira on the 32nd session of the Human Rights Council in Geneva, was that of the Vatican's representative to the UN in Geneva, Archbishop Ivan Jurkovic.
Vice President, the delegation of the Holy See follows migration issues with particular concern and attention and wishes to congratulate the Special Rapporteur on his report. Migration is a global phenomenon, and in 2015, the number of migrants surpassed 244 million persons, a 41% increase compared to the year 2000. These movements are often the consequence of social and economic inequalities, violent conflicts, natural disasters, and also religious persecutions. While understanding the need for national policies to address large flows of migrants and refugees, my delegation wishes to note the repeated appeals addressed by Pope Francis to the world leaders on behalf of so many brothers and sisters who are forced to flee in search of a safe and decent life. These persons should not be treated solely as a threat to national stability and thus left to the exploitation of unscrupulous people, or treated as mere commodities or products without any real concern for their rights and aspirations. Consistent policies are essential to ensuring safe and orderly migration and respect for the rights of migrants. It is important to overcome the negative push factors of migration and to implement and execute policies and projects which aim to limit the adverse impacts of migration and to give special protection to the most vulnerable categories, children, women, and elderly persons. People should not be forced to immigrate, but rather be free to do so under planned and voluntary conditions. States and international organizations, together with civil society, have the responsibility to elaborate and implement migration policies, strategies, and agreements to make the experience of migration more humane and to guarantee that the phenomenon has positive consequences for all. Education remains one of the most effective instruments to overcoming the negative causes of migration and to remedy the suspicion, indifference, and prejudices experienced by many migrants. There is an urgent need for more knowledge sharing to ensure cultural and social integration. Mr. Vice President, I would like to conclude by citing Pope Francis when he says, "We are called to promote a culture of dialogue that enables us to view others as valid dialogue partners, to respect the foreigner, the immigrant, and people from different cultures. Today, we urgently need to engage all the members of society in building a culture in which privileges dialogue as a form of encounter." Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.